Washington County Little League Major Baseball All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus LaGrange, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Bluebonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Color Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kinjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Down here to Sam Field, part of the Belleville Little League Complex, where tonight it is a tournament that is down to just three participants as Washington County gets set to take on LaGrange. The winner of this game will move on to the championship round, take on the host team, Belleville, and they would have to beat Belleville twice in order to win it all. Doug Brown with you here on this Saturday evening. So glad you can be with us. Washington County coming off a victory over Sealy 10-4 last night, while LaGrange coming off a loss to Belleville. And so they're meeting here. It was LaGrange's first loss of the tournament. And so as we take a look and see how these two teams got to this point, LaGrange actually opened the tournament with a 17-2 win over Grimes County, and they beat Columbus 1-0. And as we said, lost to LaGrange last night. Washington County opened the tournament with an 18-5 victory over the Twin Cities, and then lost to Belleville 11-5. Since then, they have beaten Weimer 14-0, and then they beat Sealy 10-4 last night. And so that sets up tonight's match. Just letting Coach Steve Smith know he's about to give me an extra lineup. And I'm like, no, I'm good. Anyway, they're playing tonight. And then tomorrow night, the winner of this game will play Belleville, as we said, at 6 o'clock. And then would have to beat Belleville Sunday night and Monday night in order to claim the championship. If Belleville wins tomorrow night's game, then the tournament's over. But nevertheless, Washington County would love, after dropping that first game to Belleville, another shot at getting a chance to play them again. And they can get that opportunity with a win here tonight, and we're here to bring it to you. We're going to take another break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP15749.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, as we come back here to the Belleville Little League Fields, Doug Brown with you on the pregame. And, of course, other tournaments going on tonight. The 11-year-old boys from Washington County, they lost to Burleson County last night. So now they're playing Belleville this evening at 7 o'clock over in Caldwell for the chance to go to the tournament championship there. Burleson County, by winning that game last night, got their berth in the tournament. And so whoever wins between Washington County and Belleville there gets in and would have to beat Burleson County twice in order to win the tournament championship. Meanwhile, both the Washington County minor boys and minor girls won their respective games last night, so they are off now until tomorrow night. They'll both be back in action at 7 o'clock. Minor boys playing over in Brenham, and the minor girls playing over in Sealy. And they'll be in semifinal games, and if they win those games, they will get their spot to the tournament championships, which will be on Tuesday night. And so big games still to come, and we'll have action for you tomorrow. Not quite 100% sure where we're going to be yet. We're going to see how tonight's results go. We will let you know either before we go off the air tonight or sometime tomorrow morning during the news and sportscast at 7:30 and at 12 noon. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and take another break. And when we come back, we're taking a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5 and on Friday 8 till 1.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Hey! Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we're coming back, we got the park rocking here tonight and ready for Washington County taking on LaGrange. Yeah, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the visiting Washington County All-Stars, it'll be Jackson Birch leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Levi Duran. Batting third, center fielder, Hudson Frank. Batting fourth, right fielder, Hunter Kinesic. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, Aiden Cunningham. Batting sixth will be Austin Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Callan Schulte. Batting eighth, first baseman, Will Hefferly. Batting ninth will be the pitcher, Wes Warshak. Batting tenth will be Logan Lampe. Batting 11th will be the catcher, Blaine Carmings, and, or actually the second baseman, Blaine Carmings. Didn't look at that correctly. And then Bradley Nowicki will be hitting 12th. For LaGrange, it'll be Jet Ficus leading things off, playing left field. Batting second, shortstop, Jacob Kellen. Batting third, first baseman, Stein Schramm. Batting fourth will be the catcher, Cooper Kurtz. Batting fifth will be Vincent Shaw. Batting sixth, third baseman, Asher Anderson. Batting seventh, center fielder, Micah Gordon. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Jack Lloyd. Batting ninth, right fielder, Jack Thomas. Batting tenth, Everett Ulrich. Batting 11th, Darrell Armstead. And batting ninth, second baseman, Amari Rose. That is a look at the starters, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure. Why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and get you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. want to make a difference, or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Okay, as we come back here to the ballpark, they just got through introducing Washington County. And now they're fixing to introduce LaGrange out on the field. And just this quick reminder, this Little League International game is presented by KWHI Radio under the authority of Little League Baseball and Softball. It may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted without the express written permission of Little League International in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Visit Little League online at www.littleleague.org. Yeah, we'll go ahead and pick up the remainder of the announcements here.
Number 10, Jacob. Number 11, Asher. Number 12, Micah. Number 14, Amari. Number 21, Jet. Number 25, Darrell. Number 42, Jack Lloyd. Number 99, Jack Thomas. LaGrange's manager is Shane Lloyd, coaches Jared Ficus and Jake Kelly. Your officials for tonight's game, behind the plate, Mr. Colton Will. In the field, Mr. Mark Pavlock, Mr. Jamal Reese, and Mr. Koki Posalski. We would now like to ask all fans to please rise and face just to the right of right field as we honor our country with the playing of the national anthem.
First pitch after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament game.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
And as we come back here, we are getting set. Left-hander Jack Lloyd warming up for the LaGrange All-Stars. And he'll be looking at the top three in the Washington County batting order. Jackson Birch, Levi Duran, and Hudson Frank. And Lloyd working to Cooper Kurtz behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Steinschramm at first base. And it's Amari Rhodes at second, left side. Jacob Kellen at short, and Asher Anderson at third. In the outfield, Micah Gordon in center, flanked in right by Jack Thomas, and in left by Jet Fikes. Lloyd finishing with his warm-up tosses, and Jackson Birch will be here to greet him with the first pitch, first at bat of the night. Lloyd ready to throw his first pitch. So glad you could be here with us. Coming to you from Sam Field in Belleville. You're listening to 1280 KWHI and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. First pitch way high, a ball. It's 7:04. We are underway officially. 1-0 count on Birch. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Coaches in place for Washington County manager Stephen Smith is in the third base coaching box. Assistant coach Andy Hefferly is at the first base coaching box. And pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-1. And the third coach, Justin Kinesic, is the bench coach. And this one, ground ball to third. And third baseman boots the ball. That's Asher Anderson, and Birch reaches to start the ball game. And now that we have Levi Duran. And you gotta have a feeling Birch is gonna be in motion here. Lloyd, check the base runner and bring the next pitch. Way outside of ball, 1-0. They might have been checking to see what Birch was going to do. And there's pitch in there for a strike. Good pitch there by Lloyd. Throw back to first. And Birch in there easily. It's a 1-1 count. Swung and a miss. Duran chased one upstairs. And runner going down to second. And throw gets by in the center field. Birch heading for third. And he will be there. It'll be a stolen base and then an E2 on the throw. And so now Washington County's first run is down there at third. And one ball, two strike count on Duran. And strike three called. Duran caught looking for out number one. And that'll bring up Hudson Frank. Frank, the left-hand batter. It's a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. First pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. He got one out, a runner at third for Washington County. Trying to strike first here in this semifinal game. And a pie for a ball. 2-0 count. Next pitch from Lloyd. And it hit him. And so Frank will take the trot on down to first. And bring up Hunter Kinesic batting. Outside of bunk, and there's also second straight left-hand batter in the lineup for Washington County. Still only one out in the inning. Runners at the corners. Next pitch. Up high, a ball, runner going, and Frank is going to take second uncontested. Two runners in scoring position. Kinesic trying to get him home. And takes the pitch outside for a ball. It's 3-0. With Aiden Cunningham waiting on deck. And a pie ball for Kinesic will take the walk. And so that will load the bases down for Aiden Cunningham. First pitch, down low, ball. The catcher there, Philip Grange. Cooper Kurtz doing a good job of keeping that in front of it. And a 1-0 count. Lloyd checking on all of the base runners, and they'll bring the pitch. That one caught the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And that one is a line drive caught by the shortstop. And he almost got Frank double off at second. Cunningham scalded that ball. Unfortunately, it was just right there. And the LaGrange shortstop, Jacob Kellen, made the grab on it. And then Frank had to hurry back to second to avoid getting double off. And it'll be up to Austin Smith now to try to get the run home. First pitch to Smith, trying to check his swing. And ball gets away, and Birch comes home. Make it 1-0, Washington County. Birch scoring on the wild pitch. And also Frank moves to third, and Kinesic to second. Smith batting here with two outs. Lloyd with his next pitch. That's up high for a ball. 2-0 count now on Smith. Callan Schulte would be due up next. And bounce up there a ball. It's 3-0. Bounce up there, ball four, and Smith will draw the walk. Throw gets away. Pitch got away, and coming in to score is Hudson Frank. And that'll make it 2-0, Washington County. And Kinesic came in to score as well as the throw got away. And so it's now 3-0. And Washington County still doesn't have a hit yet. And bring him Callan Schulte. as right now the defense is killing LaGrange here in this first inning. Three errors and two wild pitches. And Schulte the batter here. Yeah, let's see if Schulte can add to it here. And pitch taken for a strike. It is 0-1. And that one sent out to left field, and that's going to be over to left field instead. And Story is Smith. Schulte is into second base. He's digging for three. Run to third. Oh, third baseman dropped the ball. Otherwise, and it's going to be a triple for Schulte. And that'll make it 4-0 Washington County. And brings up Will Hefferle. Hefferle, the eighth batter of the inning here in the top of the first. Washington County already with a 4-0 lead. Definitely fouled this one away. 0-1. And foul tip into the mitt. And it's 0-2 on Hepperly. And pitch it up high for a ball. 1-2. And Thomas Calder going to get a runner for Schulte because with it being two outs, they're allowed a runner so you can go get the gear on. So Cunningham is going to come back in and run for Schulte down at third base. Hefferle batting with a 1-2 count. Wes Warshak, the pitcher, would be due up next. And that one's foul away. And that one back up the middle of the base hit. Scoring is Cunningham. And Hefferle is going to be all the way up third with a triple. Back-to-back triples. And that makes it 5-0 Washington County. And it'll be up Wes Warshak. And Warshak base hit. That'll get a run home and make it 6-0. And number Logan Lampy now. And pitch taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Here we go, 1-1.
And take a four strike, 1-1. Foul tip, one ball and two strikes. And that one foul over towards the LaGrange dugout. One ball and two strikes. And they come to ground ball and pitcher up with it. No play at first. Lampy safe. And the inning continues as Blaine Carmines gets set to bat. Warshak in the second. And Carmines steps up here with two on and two out. Scores away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and he'll take ball one. And that one ground ball, that is going to shoot through. And they're going to hold Warshak at third. Another single there, and they'll bring up Bradley Nowicki. So Washington County now with Nowicki coming up here, that means they batted around here in the first. And wild pitch gets away. Warshak coming home. He'll score. That'll make it 7-0 Washington County. Also moving up Lampy to third. Carmines to second. And pitch taken for a ball. 2-0 count. Strike call, and it's 2-1. Foul back into the fence, and it is two balls and a strike. And taken for a ball. 3-2, full count now on the wiki. With the leadoff man Birch due up next. And that one sent out to center. And center fielder makes the catch. And that will tie the side. In the inning, though, Washington County comes up with 7 runs in the inning. And we go to the bottom of the first. Washington County 7. LaGrange coming into bat. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. 3 really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
All right, Jet Pikus to lead it off, and for Washington County, it is Wes Warshak out on the hill. And his teammates have spotted him a 7-0 lead, and let's see how he does here with it. Meanwhile, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. And first pitch is down low for a ball. The league includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. Pitch bounced up there, ball 2-0. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And 2-0 pitch to Fikas. Swung on a missed. Good fastball there from Warshak. Fikas followed by Kellen and then Schramm here in the bottom of the first inning. Washington County already with a 7-0 lead. And pitch outside of ball. It's 3-1 now. And pitch from Warshak. In there for a strike. It's 3-2 now. Full count. And bounce it up there, a ball. And that will get the leadoff man aboard. And bring up Jacob Kellen. Number 10, Jacob. And Washer comes set, next pitch. And just missing a ball, it's 1-0. Up high a ball, and it's 2-0. Warshak just needs to settle in here and throw some strikes. And that one's going to be popped up and foul. Two balls and one strike. Warshak working to Callan Schulte behind the plate. Right side of the infield, you got Will Hefferly at first. Blaine Carmine's at second. Left side, Jackson Birch short. Levi Duran at third. And pitches outside of ball. It's 3-1. Outfielders are Hudson Frank in center, Aiden Cunningham in left, and Hunter Knezek in right. And pitch to Kellen, and that's going to be a ground ball over to Birch. He's going to go to Carmine in second for one, throw to first, and they beat it out. But they did get the lead runner over there. Great defensive play there by Jackson Birch. He makes some really good plays out there in short. Coach Wheaton, if you're listening, you're going to definitely like him when he gets up to high school level. And meanwhile, Stein Schramm. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. And runner going, throw down. Oh, couldn't quite hold on to the ball down there at second. I think he had it beat, though. But they made a close play. Good throw there by Schulte from behind the plate. And a 1-0 count on Schramm. Warshak's next pitch. Swung on a miss. And it's 1-1.
And strike call. One and two. And outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And that one foul away. That'll hold the count at two and two.
On your down, boys!
Swung and a miss. Got him on strikes, and that's two away. Warshak got him with chasing up a high fastball. Brings up Cooper Kurtz now. It's outside for a ball, one no. LaGrange players tonight dressed out with the gold jerseys. Purple letters, white numbers, white trim. You got the purple socks and gray pants. And pitch is taken for a ball. Washington County with the green and white jerseys, white pants, and then you got black socks with the green and white stripes. And strike call, two and one. Think Cubs versus Leopards when they get to high school. And outside for a ball. And 3-1, up high, ball four. Second walk of the inning by Warshak, and that'll bring up Vincent Shaw.
Next up to bat, number five, Benning.
And they're going to get a runner for Kurtz since he's the catcher, and there's two outs in the inning. And it'll be Schramm running down there at first base. And pitch. Ooh, wow, that looked pretty good from over here. It's 1-0. And that went way high. Gets away. The runners will move up. Kellen to third. And Schramm to second. 2-0 count now on Shaw. Warshak just needs one more out to get through the inning. In there for a strike. Good pitch. 2-1. And strike call, and it's 2-2. Now Warshak just one pitch away from getting out of the inning. That one foul away. It's a screen just above the Washington County stands. Full count, 3-2. Or 2-2, actually. Runner second and third in the pitch. Swung and a miss, then got him on strikes. Now we're tied the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the second inning. Washington County leads it 7-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
We're the lead.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town. Located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And as we come back here, it's going to be Jackson Birch to lead it off. And first pitch from Lloyd has popped up. And third baseman will make the grab or out number one. That'll bring up Levi Duran now. So we're here in the second inning. Washington County leads LaGrange 7-0, putting up a big seven spot and batting around in the first inning. And Jack Lloyd out on the hill there. Now this one to the shortstop. Throw to first, and that's two away. And brings up Hudson Frank. And next pitch, taking for a strike, and it's 0-1. And down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. And pitch tailed inside, and it's 3-1. Frank was hit by a pitch, scored a run his first time up. And the pie ball four, and Frank will take the rock on down to first. And that'll bring up Hunter Kinesic. And that one foul over to the left-hand side. That makes it 0-1. Yeah, outside for a ball. Washington County right now with one on and two outs here. And Kinesic. That one knocked down by the third baseman. Going to go to first, and he's safe. Infield hit there for Kinesic, and it puts two on now. We'll bring up Aiden Cunningham. Cunningham got robbed of a hit last time up on a line drive to the shortstop. The shortstop made a great play on him. That one way high, a ball, and it's 1-0. Inside for a ball, and it's 2-0. Go. And Cunningham smacks that one foul into the corner. That's a foul. He put a charge into it, though. Two, one, up high, and it's 3-1 now. And it sends this one a high fly ball out to left center. Oh, and the center fielder there for LaGrange. That is Micah Gordon, just made another big catch out there. And in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It is Washington County 7, LaGrange nothing. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
As we come back here, Warshak on for his second inning of work. They'll be looking at Asher Anderson, Micah Gordon, and Jack Lloyd. And defensive switches for Washington County. Austin Smith has come in to play second base. Duran has moved over to short. Austin Smith has come in to play third base. Duran's moved over to short. And Bradley Nowicki has come in to play second.
For LaGrange, number 11, Asher.
Defense, boys! Let's see, I think that's Lampy out in right field. The coach getting his substitutions in. And Anderson swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. And a pie for a ball, 1-1. Pitch inside, and it's 2-1. Marshall going to step off, take a little walk around the mound. Now he's ready for the next pitch. Back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for a base hit. First hit by a LaGrange player, and that'll be a Micah Gordon.
Next hit, number 12, Micah.
Gordon's made a couple of nice plays out there in center field this evening for LaGrange thus far. And pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And this one back to the pitcher. Warshak goes to second for one, throw to first, and he's safe, and the throw gets away. Not far enough for the runner to advance, though. So it'll be a fielder's choice. And Jack Lloyd, the batter. Now, had Gordon advanced to second, then it would have been an error on the play. But since they did get an out on there, no error charged. So one out and one on with Lloyd batting. Got a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Pitcher Warshak down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitches inside, gets away, and runner going. And Gordon will be in the second. 2-0 count. And down low for a ball. 3-0 count. And in there for a strike, 3-1. Good comeback pitch there. Inside, ball four. And that'll be the third walk here, shooting. And that'll bring up Jack Thomas. And it looks like Washington County Manager Stephen Smith make a trot out to the mound there. Smith talking to all his players. We're in the second inning. Washington County leading this one 7-0. Scoring all seven of the runs in the top half of the first. And so Warshak. See if he can get these last two outs here. We're in the second inning. We've got Jack Thomas, the batter.
Number 99,
Jack Thomas. Woo! Let's go, Green! Thomas swings and misses 0-1. Trying to take a swing, and he'll take a strike. It's 0-2. Is going to be popped up and out of play. Ends up in the Washington County stands. It looks like one of Miles made a nice play. Yeah, so an 0-2 count now on Thomas. Swung and a miss to Thomas down on strikes. We're out into a 2. And now bring up Everett Ulrich.
Number 8, Everett.
And outside for a ball, it's 1-0. And outside ball, 2-0. Let's go, let's go. 2-0 pitch. Down low ball, and it's 3-0 for Warshak. Ulrich, the number 10 batter in the lineup for LaGrange. In there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Ulrich was ready to toss the bat and head down to first. No such luck there. He's going to have to stay in and face at least one more pitch. 3-1. And that's outside ball four, and Ulrich takes the walk. That'll bring up Darrell Armstead. And next pitch, just missing a ball, it's 1-0. Armstead and then Amari Rhodes would be due up next for the LaGrange All-Stars. Washington County leads it 7-0 here in the bottom of the second. And just missed a ball. Swung on that man, standard 2-1. And a 3-1 on the way. That's taken outside for a ball. 3-1 now. And strike called. We'll count now 3-2. And let's see if we can come back and get Armstead here. And that one back up the middle, and they're going to step on the bag and get the out to retire the side. So four unassisted to retire the side. And in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the third inning, and it is Washington County 7, LaGrange nothing. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship. A relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals. Inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years. So stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB. Local people. Local decisions. Member FDIC.
And on we go here. And for LaGrange, for Washington County, we're going to lead things off with Austin Smith, followed by Callan Schulte, and then Will Hefferly. And Smith backs that one in the left field, leadoff hit. And that'll bring up Callan Schulte. And want to get an update on the 11-year-old boys tournament over in Caldwell. And right now it is Belleville leading Washington County over there, 7-3. Play is in the third inning. So not a good thing, because if Washington County loses that one tonight, their season is over. As Schulte fouls that one away. Here we're in the top of the third, Washington County leading 7-0. I Second pitch fouled away. No balls and two strikes. And that one up high for a ball, 1-2. Really kind of surprised after the rough first inning we had that Jack Lloyd is still in there. And pitches up high for a ball. I don't have the official pitch count, but I would have thought he'd have blown through most of that in the first inning. Two balls, two strikes. One on, nobody out in the pitch. And Schulte sends that one, high fly ball out the center. And making the grab once again is Gordon. He covers pretty good ground out there in center. As will Heffley, the batter. Heffley had an RBI triple his first time up. And pitch to Heffley, foul back. Next delivery, and Heffley sends that one down the line, and that's going to be caught. Wow, what a play there by the right fielder. That's Darrell Armstead out there. That you just tip your hat off to. There's nothing you can do there. He made just a great running catch there to rob Heffley of extra bases, and that'll bring up Wes Warshak. And Warshak fouls that one away. And Warshak, fair ball down the line. And he is going to be safe at first. And Warshak 2-for-2 in the game. Nancy Smith down to second. Got two on now, bringing up Logan Lampe. And the next pitch coming. And Lampe, that one foul down the line. Try to go same spot as Warshak. But just got turned on a little bit too much. And that one's going to be popped in foul. No balls, two strikes. And that one, line drive, caught by the shortstop. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, two hits, no errors. And two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Washington County still leads it 7-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail.
For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And as we come back here,
for Washington County.
Washington County new pitcher is Austin Smith. And Washington County made some other changes as well, as Hunter Knezek has now gone over to first base. Birch is back in there at short. Duran has moved back over to third. And we got a new left fielder and a new right fielder. No, I didn't catch who they were, who's gone in, and they're too far out to me to see the jersey number. Still got Frank out there in center, but Smith's first pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. We'll be looking at Amari Rhodes, and then back to the top of the LaGrange batting order with Jet Ficus and Jacob Kellen. And that one outside of ball, it's 2-0. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Swung and a miss, 2-2. Oh, good pitch in there for strike three. And that'll bring up Jet Ficus.
Number 21, Jet.
Ficus walked his first time up. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Foul tip. No balls and two strikes. And a ball, 1-2. And down low for a ball. It's 2-2. Ooh, wow. That one looked pretty good from over here. And it's going to be a full count now, 3-2. And if I just swings and misses. And that's two down. Two straight strikeouts for Smith. And that'll bring up Jacob Kellen. And we're at the top of the hour. I'll let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269 GU 101.7 FM in Brenham and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And yeah, Smith takes the pitch for a strike. This is the Major Boys Baseball Tournament, Washington County versus LaGrange. Washington County leading 7-0 here in the bottom of the third. And foul tip. Doug Brown with you here on the radio.
Here we go, Austin. Fill it up right here.
Jacob Kellen, the batter. Got a 1-2 count. Smith trying to send him three up and three down. And a pie for a ball. It's 2-2.
Come on,
And next pitch. Ooh, just missed. It's 3-2. Full count now on Kellen. And he sends this one a fly ball out to right. And that is going to be caught for out number three. And so, in the inning there, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the top of the fourth. Washington County leading 7-0. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Burnham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BurnhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, as we come back here to the top of the fourth inning, and Jack Lloyd's still out there for LaGrange and for Washington County. It'll be Blaine Carmines, Bradley Nowicki, and Jackson Birch. Carmines is that one over to third. Third baseman throw and pulled him off the bag, but he was able to get the toe back on there, and that's one away. Good play on both ends there by Asher Anderson, and then first there by Stein Schramm. And it's Bradley Nowicki, the batter. Nowicki last time up flew out the center, and the center fielder made just a really great play on him. Yeah, bit of a strike call, so Lloyd, after Washington County roughed him up with 7 runs in the first inning, has settled down here. And time is called. And that one outside for a ball. 1-1. And a pie for a ball. 2-1. And outside for a ball, and it's 3-1 now on Nowicki. And bounced up there, ball four, and it's all walk to Nowicki. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Jackson Birch, the batter. And it was like Mr. Lloyd might have finally reached his pitch count. And so we are going to have a pitching change here. And so we're in the fourth inning. Washington County leads 7-0. And we'll be back to see who the new pitcher is after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model.
You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
And back we go. And the new pitcher for the LaGrange All-Stars is Asher Anderson. He takes over for Lloyd. And looks like we got some changes as Cooper Kurtz has gone to third. Vincent Shaw is doing the catching. And so Anderson pitching here against Jackson Birch. With one out and one aboard. And pitch to Birch, and he's going to send this one. High fly ball back deep. It's off the wall. Off to the races goes Nowicki. And they're going to hold him up at third. It's a double for Birch. If we'd had any kind of wind, that ball would have been out of here. He just missed hitting that one into the parking lot. And Levi Duran, the batter now.
Here we go, LD.
You got it, Levi. That's the
Come on, Levi.
And Duran sends this one. That's going to be a left field base hit. Scoring is Nowicki. And it's an RBI single. And that makes it 8-0 Washington County. And Hudson Frank, the batter. And outside for a ball, it's 1-0. And this one foul away, and that is going to be out of play. And that one, back up the middle base hit. Scoring is Birch, and Duran in the second. That'll make it not. No, is that? It's 9, I thought so. About to give us an extra run, but yeah, it is 9-0. It's out now. Hunter Kinesic, the batter. Washington County getting one more run here. That would put the run rule into effect for the bottom of the inning. And Kinesic sends this one a high fly ball. Armstead over. He'll make the grab. Runner tagging at second and going to third. And so Levi Duran now at third base. And it's up to Aiden Cunningham to get him home. Two outs in the inning. Yeah, pitch is taken for a strike. Runner going, throw down, he's safe. And meanwhile, double steal, Duran scores. Now it's 10-0. Duran stole home, Frank stole second. And so now Washington County, there will be a run rule in the bottom of the inning. Which means LaGrange will have to score at least once to keep it going. Maybe more if Cunningham can keep this inning going. Foul tip. Yeah, it's 0-2. And a pot for a ball. One and two. And outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And a pie for a ball. Three and two. And bounce up there. Ball gets away. And Cunningham will take the walk on down to first. And he's heading for second. And runner coming home. They're going to keep right on going. As Frank scores. And Cunningham ran all the way to third. And that'll bring up Austin Smith. And it's now 11-0 Washington County. And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitches outside for a ball, 2-0. Swung on and missed, and 2-1. More of a defensive swing there. That one was tailing in at him. And yeah, strike called. 2-2. And Smith sent that one. That's a base hit. And coming in to score is Cunningham. Smith is going to end up at second base with a double. So Austin Smith continuing his perfect night tonight. 78. Single, double, walk. He's also scored a run and got an RBI. And bring up Callan Schulte. Washington County leading at 12-0. And that one inside, 1-0. To Washington County with five runs in this inning, looking for more. Strike call, 1-1. And pitch is a strike, and it's 1-2. And that one's going to be popped up over in the left field, and that's going to be caught. We're at number three. So in the inning, Washington County puts five runs on the board. They now lead it 12-0. So the run rule is into effect. They just need three outs away to win this one. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
look for Bluebell ice cream at all Lowe's supermarkets and at Carmine Village Market.
And back we go here as we're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. And Washington County leading this one 12-0. We're in the Major Boys Tournament. And let's see what else is going on. Looks like Astros beat the Orioles 5-1. So, hey, tomorrow they can go for the sweep there. With Renel Blanco, another strong outing, 7 innings pitched. And 4 hits, only 1 run. And Jordan Alvarez's 16th home run. Chaz McCormick had 2 home runs. And so good to see him starting to come around again after missing some time earlier with the injury. So good win there for the Astros. Aggies are leading their game with Tennessee 7-2. And so hopefully they can hold on there. Well, and if all they got to do is get it to those later innings, and they got the best stopper in all of college baseball. And you know who I'm referring to, our buddy Mr. Aschenbeck. And Austin Smith out here to try to nail this one down. He's going to take on the stopper role here. He can get 3 more outs and secure this win in Washington County. We'll move on to the tournament championship against Belleville. And they would have to beat Belleville twice, tomorrow night and Monday night. And it's Dine Schramm leading things off here. Yeah, first pitch is going to be sent out to center field. And it's going to be up against the fence. Frank up with it. He fires it back in. Throw got away. And it's going to go all the way to the Washington County dugout. And he's safe. They had a chance at third, but he missed the tag. And so it'll be a double and an error. And that'll bring up Cooper Kurtz now. Yeah, Cooper Kurtz the batter now. And pitch is taken for a ball. They're going to look the runner back. And update on the 11-year-olds tournament over in Caldwell. And right now, Belleville leading that one 9-6. And play there is in the bottom of the fourth inning. Yeah, pitch foul away. 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith with the next pitch, and that's going to be sent out to second base. Oh, what a catch there.
There you go, Logan.
Next hit, number 5, Vinny.
And now that'll bring up Vincent Shaw. That's Lampy out there that made that catch over at second. Pitch foul back. So runner at third, 1 down. Shaw stuck out his first time around, but that was against Warshak. And that one is going to be down the line, fair ball, and LaGrange is going to get their first run on the board. And that'll make it 12-1. They have to get 2 more to keep the game going. And brings up Asher Anderson. Be nice if we get a double play ball here. And Anderson swung one way high. That was eye level. And he swings and misses 0-1. And foul tip. He got him to chase one upstairs again. Yeah, that one a little too high that time, and it's 1-2. It's Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes, and that's two away. And so now LaGrange dead in the final out. And going to get a runner here now, as since Shaw's the catcher. Kurtz will come back out and run for him with two outs in the inning. And Micah Gordon, the center fielder, comes up to bat. And Gordon swings and misses, 0-1. And that one foul up the third base side. Umpire tried to make a play, couldn't quite get it. And it's 0-2, and so LaGrange down to their final strike. Pitch was inside a ball, 1-2 there. Ready to walk off and take that to the dugout. And now Smith will have to throw another pitch. And that one is going to be into the left field for a base hit. And they get the ball back in a hurry. It's a 2-on, 2-out here. And that'll bring up Jack Lloyd.
Lloyd
walked his first time up.
Right here.
Pitch from Smith. Swung on a miss, 0-1. And that one foul up third base side, and it's 0-2. And so now LaGrange down to the final strike. Foul tip again. Holds the count at 0-2. Swing and miss, got it on strikes, and that's the ball game. Washington County wins this one, 12-1, the final score. And so that sets up the rematch with Belleville, and that'll be back here tomorrow night. They've changed the start time. It will be 7 o'clock tomorrow, and they will have to beat Belleville twice in order to win the tournament championship. And we'll sort this all out. But first, I'll send you to the post game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and Dozier Work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, as we welcome you back to the postgame show here, and Washington County Major Boys get another victory here as they win it over LaGrange 12-1. Tell you what, Washington County really jumped out, took care of business in the first inning, got those seven runs right off the bat, and really never had to look back as they win this one 12-1 over LaGrange. And now that sets up the inevitable rematch with Belleville tomorrow. As we said, Belleville beat Washington County early in the tournament 11-5, and so now Washington County, they'll have to play them tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and they would have to win tomorrow night and then force a winner-take-all game, which would be back here on Monday night at 7 o'clock as well, and in order to get to the championship. Now, if Belleville wins tomorrow night, they're the champs. But Washington County, as we said, has to win it twice in order to move on to the sectional tournament. Sectional tournament this year being held over at, it's going to be held over in Austin this year. Over at that, I can't think of the, I think it's Austin Northwest. It's that same field we go every year. That's in the, it's like in a residential neighborhood. The parking sucks. And it's just, but the guy that runs the tournament, he's such a super nice guy. It's hard to be mad at him because he's such a super, Ricky, the guy that runs the tournament, is just such a super nice guy. And so he's the one highlight of going down there. But meanwhile, we are going to continue with the postgame. When we come back, we'll take a look at the final stats. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. And take a look at the final stats. Washington County winning this one 12-1. Jackson Birch was 1-for-3. Reached base on an error. Also had a double and scored a couple of runs. Levi Duran was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Hudson Frank was on base all three times. He had a single, a walk, was hit by a pitch. Also had an RBI and scored two runs. Hunter Kinesic was 1-for-2. Had a single, a walk, and also scored a run. Aiden Cunningham was 0-for-2, but did have a walk and scored twice. Austin Smith, 2-for-2. Had a walk, a single, a double, an RBI, and scored a run. Callan Schulte, 1-for-3 with a triple, an RBI, and a run scored. Will Heffley, 1-for-2 with a triple and an RBI. Wes Warshak, 2-for-2 with two singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Logan Lampe, 1-for-2. Also, Blaine Cummings, 1-for-2. And Bradley Nowicki was 0-for-1, but did have a walk and scored a run. So everybody got in on the, everybody reached base at least once tonight for Washington County. That's always good here at the level. Get everybody involved. And that's a good win here tonight. And then Wes Warshak and Austin Smith combined and pitched Washington County to the victory. We're going to take one final break and be back to wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Are you ready to build that new barndominium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
And back we go here and got an update on the 11-year-olds. Washington County has come back with four runs in the top of the fifth inning, and they've taken a 10-9 lead over there in Caldwell. And I was looking at this. Belleville has had seven errors in that game, which has led to Washington County, I'm sure led to them retaking that lead there. But so Washington County leading that one, and that's the 11-year-olds, and we'll see what happens there. And meanwhile, once again, our final score here, Washington County beat LaGrange 12-1 in your final. And that's going to do it for us here from the ballpark. I want to thank Madison for always great job on the boards back at the studios. And big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, at Brown Saint, good night, everybody.